Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Zoe Moon, and I am here covering the week of April 16th through April 23rd. We have three events in the week ahead to talk about, and two of them are happening in cardinal signs, so it's very active, very action-oriented week ahead. So let's get right to it. The first thing that is going to be going on and is happening tonight after the show is over, right before midnight on the East Coast, we are going to have Pluto retrograde in the sign of Capricorn. So what does this mean for everybody? I'm sure you've been feeling it probably most of the week. Everything seems to be kind of have a little bit of feeling of stagnancy to it, or feeling like things are just like not, you know, I don't know, it's just kind of funky. I've felt it as kind of funky. I don't know. That's my technical explanation for it. Maybe you've had your own version of it. But this energy has pretty much stopped in the astrological sky and is turning around and going back over things starting tonight at 11:56 East Coast time. And Pluto will continue this retrograde journey up through September 25th. So that gives us about 5 months to get in there and go back over things and get them tied up and get them taken care of. So what Pluto is about, Pluto is about anything financial that you need to take care of. So if there's a loan that, you know, you're trying to get these 5 months, you want to go back and kind of revisit that power person, authority person sitting behind the desk that can help you get it, or you want to look at your goals and decide, you know, how much you need and what you can do to make sure that you qualify for that loan. It rules, you know, every major finance. It rules your taxes. So you need to get those ducks in a row over the next 5 months. It rules your insurance policies. It rules your inheritance, your bankruptcy, your investments, your settlements, your alimony and child support, commissions, royalties, partners, money. I should write all this stuff down. Should be easier. Anything that's financial, baby, it's what Pluto's about right now. So, you know, you're getting this kind of breather as far as new intense things rolling at you. But it says that whatever is, you know, in the loop right now, or anything from the past that might come back to get you, you need to go in there and really take the time and set your goals and deal with your authority figures over these situations over the next 5 months. So you might be kind of tilting that scale one way or the other tonight, tomorrow, maybe you have in the last few days while Pluto is set, you know, stopped on this degree. Maybe you will over the next few days as it starts to pick up momentum again. Pluto also rules your sex life, so there is a kind of getting back to the sexual groove that you were in, going back to, you know, I don't know, whatever, getting back into the sex vibe, you know. Maybe you'll go back and rekindle something, or maybe you'll, if there's a sexual issue, you can go back and kind of tackle that during this 5 months. It can be about reproductive matters, so that can mean trying to get pregnant. It can mean reproductive issues with your system that you need to see a doctor about, whatever that might be. You can go in and deal with those authority types that are in charge of those things and can help you. You can set your goals to what it is you want to achieve in those areas and really work on it. Pluto rules divorce, so there may be potential to, you know, kind of see some things in the ongoing struggle ease up, or you might be able to go back now and really kind of regroup a little bit on what's going on with that. It rules triangles, so if there's any third-party situations that you need to go and rework something with, this is the time to do that. And it also rules power and control, so if you're trying to establish your personal power or deal with a controlling issue in some way, this will help alleviate it as it retrogrades, but it will ask you that you go back and put some things in place so that it is, you know, in a better situation when it goes forward in September. So those are your areas. So expect to feel something shifting around this right now. and that you're going to probably see something over the next couple days that will point out the direction. If you haven't already got a grasp on it, some of you probably do. I know I do. I think I do. I hope there's no more surprises. And then really hunker down to what that is. For each sign, you know, different areas of the chart will be affected. So you'll want to be, you know, looking at what that is. I'll go over it here in a second. The second major event in the week ahead is our new moon. We have a new moon on Saturday the 18th in the sign of Aries. So this is all about fresh new starts for everybody on a personal level, on a physical level. It gives you 2 weeks to go out there and just, you know, go for what it is you need. So you can focus this completely on personal desires and goals and needs. You can focus it on your body. You can focus it on fresh starts with your image or your brand or your name or your title or possibly putting your signature to something. So very important 2 weeks to dive in starting on September 18th. Third event in the week ahead is that the sun is going to move into Taurus on the 20th, Monday the 20th. So this kicks off a 30-day cycle. Sun will tour through Taurus and light up that part of the sky. So wherever that happens in, you know, each month, it really illuminates that in our own lives. So Taurus is really about opportunity to kind of slow down a little bit and build on anything that holds value in your life. You might be building towards valuing yourself more. You might be building on situations where you want others to show you the value that you believe you're worth. You might want to work on this month looking at ways to increase your personal income or to get involved in something that is money-making that you enjoy and find pleasure in a little bit more. This is the area of the sky that's about valuables, personal possessions, your objects and gifts. So there might be a big focus on what you're doing with your stuff. And there also might be a focus on purchases as the sun is here. So where the sun is, we're called to show up, you know, get involved, make it about what we're doing, where we're at in the situation. Again, these things will play out in a different area for each sign, the base of it. So those are our three major events. And when we look at how this plays out for the signs, this is the last week we start with Aries because we're still in Aries solar energy for the show. So for Aries, you know, take this time with Pluto retrograde and really focus on the goals you have that are financial, sexual, reproductive, divorce, triangles, or third-party situations. Focus on those goals over these next 5 months. Focus on the authority types, if it's a boss, if it's a judge, if it's a parent, a mentor, somebody that you can go back to and really work some of this stuff out with. Or focus on what's going on with your career and your status or reputation, you know, where you are driven in the direction of your life and anybody significant that might be able to help in that. And any way that you can kind of rework things so that you're feeling financially more sound in those areas. For some areas, there might be like a sexual flirtation going on with a boss or somebody, you know, on the career front. You may need to go back over that and look at that as well. But this is the time period to kind of turn it around. And you have 5 months starting tonight. The new moon in your sign, Aries, on Saturday, two solid weeks to really put yourself out there. It's kind of like, you know, I don't want to say it's a get out of jail free card, but it's like, it's something like that. You know, it's a gift. It's an opportunity to set off in any new direction you really feel interested in. Definitely a fantastic time to start new physical regimes, to get your body together, to see a doctor, start a workout, start a diet, anything that's good for you physically. Really good time for new headshots, new wardrobe, new, you know, image makeover, however you want to go about that. Good time for putting yourself out there with your brand, anything that is just focused on your name, your title, your signature. Time to go for it. So inch along or take giant leaps, however you feel in the matter, but it is favoring you. And then the sun moving into Taurus on the 20th kicks off an income, 30-day income cycle for Aries. Really powerful time to go out there and make money. if you're out of work, good time to land something just by showing up. Don't just send out, you know, letters. Show up, because your presence will make a difference. Also, really good time for you guys to get in there and do whatever you're doing with your stuff, your possessions, or to make purchases. So go, go, go. Taurus, Pluto retrograding tonight on April 16th is starting this five-month period where you guys can now go back and look at your financial goals, your sexual goals, reproductive goals, and really deal with the legalities of it. You know, if you need to sit down with attorneys and work through this stuff, to sit down and work through anything that would tie in these areas with travel or foreign interests, to go over it that would involve education. So if you need to learn some more things about what's going on with your goals in the finances or your divorce or sex life, a good time for anything that would tie in with media or marketing. Also, on a personal level, this plays out in the wedding side of things. So, you know, where you're at with what's going on financially or sexually, tied in with your wedding desires. This five-month period is when you can get all of this together. So you do want to seek out the people that are authorities that can help you with this. You do want to look at your goals in these areas. And that's it. You got a nice little window here to work. The new moon on the 18th is opening up a two window for you that is really playing out in the 12th house. So for Taurus, I mean, it really is very, very much about fresh starts for you personally or physically. But it's happening what you're doing behind the scenes. So you might be researching something a lot during this time. You might really be in there working on something artistic, you know, painting, film, music, dance, poetry. You might be really planning on something physical involving a romantic getaway or just more time for romantic trysts and unions and all of that. It can be a spiritual, like a spiritually awakening time for you physically. So it'd be a really good time for you guys to dive into meditation or yoga or anything like that. And last, I mean, this area is about healing and hospitals. It can help you face addictions or bad habits. So if there is a fresh start you'd like to give yourself, quit smoking, cut back on the drinking, or any other kind of bad, you know, overeating, whatever the habit might be. Or if there is a reason to rest and recuperate and heal for the body or to go to the hospital, this is a good time to dive into these things. You'll have momentum behind it. And then the sun moving into Taurus on the 20th just kind of adds momentum to what's going on with you vitally, physically, personally. You have 30 days where the sun is shining its light on Taurus. Really good time period for you guys to stand out above the crowd. So pretty much, you know, obviously Taurian themes, making money, dealing with possessions and purchases, figure in about you and valuing yourself and being valued by others and just getting out there and going for what it is you want. It should be a nice phase. For Gemini, Pluto retrograding tonight on the 16th of April, staying in retrograde until September 25th. This is an intense area for Gemini, so it's good to take a break from the intensity, but it is important that you now take this time and go back and take care of business in these areas. So first of all, straight up finances. Gems, you guys have got to get in there and deal with the loans, the investments, the debt, the bankruptcy, the inheritance, insurance, taxes, alimony, child support, commissions, partners' money, whatever the financial issue is. This is the time to iron things out between now and the 25th of September. You do want to, you know, again, deal with those authority type goals you have in these areas. For some Geminis, this will be more on a personal side. So some of you guys will be going back and dealing with any of the issues tied to divorce. Some of you guys will be going back and rekindling the sex life or getting in there and dealing with reproductive needs. If there is, if you're working on all the details to somebody's mortality, you know, if somebody's facing passing around you and you're trying to deal with all those loose ends, this is the time to get that together. If there's a birth, again, there's like a lot of planning and getting everything together. This would be the 5 months to get in there and deal with that. If you just had a birth, then you may be just kind of getting a handle on catching up to where you find yourself with that. So, you know, it is a deep and powerful part of the chart. Definitely know that it'll ease up with some of the triangle issues, but you have to take care of them during this phase. You really want to while the energy's lessened. And then when we get to the new moon on Saturday the 18th, this opens a two-week window for Gemini, very social for you guys. So fresh starts, new things you can get into with friends, with groups, online, with charities and astrology and social networking and parties and gatherings and events. Anything that you have that's about your aspirations or your freedom or your originality too, Gemini, really good time. So you want to physically get in there. You want to go for what it is. It's a very vital energy. You might make some new friends. You might join some new groups or just take things further in any of these social areas, all very positive. And then the sun moving into Taurus on the 20th of April, this kicks off a 30-day cycle for Gemini where a lot of what you can get done, a lot of where you're going to put some of your time is going to happen behind the scenes. So this may be about a romance that's blooming and what's going on with that over the 30 days and you getting in there physically. It may be about the research and development on a project you're excited about. It may be about the art, the film, the music, the dance, the poetry, the sculpture, anything that is muse-driven that you get all, you know, started about. It may be about healing in hospitals. Once again, I mean, this may be a theme for you guys, and you might want to either give yourself a rest and recuperate. You might want to go into some kind of healing modality, maybe start to do acupuncture or Reiki work. You might enter a hospital to get some work done, get a procedure done. All of this is favored physically for you guys. The spotlight will be there for you. If you want to, and your spiritual energy, your meditation and yoga, all of that's good during this period as well. For Cancer, Pluto retrograding tonight on the 16th of April is a shift that's going on in your significant one-on-one relationships. And so you're going to have the next 5 months to work out these goals and these and dealing with authority types that tie in with these key players in your life. So you want to look at what's going on with your romantic partner. Is there a sexual or reproductive thing, a divorce or a financial topic that you need to go back over these next 5 months and really work out? Is it with a business partner? Do you need to go in and tackle what those goals are, how the career is going with this business partner and how the triangle's working out or the finances and where you are? It could be with a specialist and getting in there with the reproductive needs and working that out over the next 5 months. Or a specialist that's, you know, I don't know, sex specialist maybe. It could be an agent. It could be an attorney. Maybe there's an attorney helping you with the divorce or helping you with the finances and this part, you know, this partner of yours. It could be, who am I leaving out, specialist, client, it could be clients, you know, reorganizing how you're dealing with the financial side of what you're doing with your clients. It could be about the competition or an opponent, somebody that you have to face off with one-on-one. And during this time, you get a little break from that and get to go back and work out, you know, the details of what you need to get together so that you can deal with this properly going forward. The new moon on the 18th is going to give you guys a big launch for 2 weeks. You've got a lot of momentum, a lot of energy helping you move forward on a big personal goal or helping you move forward on the career front or helping you move forward involving a parent, a boss, a judge, a mentor, a director, a producer, anyone who's a higher up or an established authority type figure. So you do want to take advantage of that energy and jump in there and go for what it is that you're trying to achieve. The sun moving into Taurus on the 20th for Cancer is going to really put a spotlight for 30 days on what you're doing involving your friends, your groups, the internet, astrology, charities, social networking. It can have a personal income side to it for you, or it can really help you with what's going on with your purchasing power or your possessions. Or just feeling valued, you know, getting in there and really enjoying the quality time with your soul buddies. And it's a good time to really step up and move towards your aspirations or anything original that you're involved in. For Leo, Pluto retrograding tonight on the 16th of April starts a five-month trend here for you guys, giving you a chance now to go back again get everything together that you need to get together, that's financial, divorce, sexual, triangle, powerful, with those goals, with the power people involved. And for Leo, it's really going to tie in with either the paperwork here that you need to get together, or someone you need to hire or that you have hired, and going back and deciding what you're going to do about that. It could be with a coworker and what's going on with them. It could involve your job, you know, so you may want to go back and renegotiate something on the job front, or go back to an old job or leave a current job, and you're looking at, you know, what your severance is going to be and that kind of thing. So anything in that work-related, coworker, hired help, arena, paperwork. On the flip side of that, it can also, for Leo, be about a health-related matter. So there may be, you know, getting in there with that higher-up person in the reproductive health situation, or dealing with the financial side, maybe the insurance, health insurance, and what you need to do about that. It could also touch your pets or any involvement with animals that you have. So it gives you a break with some of the major changes, and helps you go back and get everything taken care of that you need to take care of financially or reproductively. Maybe it's time to spay the animal or something like that. So that's where you are, Leo, with the Pluto retrograde. When we're looking at the new moon in Aries on Saturday the 18th for Leo, this opens up a really powerful two-week window that gives you guys a fresh start with anything legal, travel-oriented, foreign, import, export, anything like that. Anything that might be educational, either teaching or taking classes, anything that involves media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, anything religious or political, or focused on weddings. So for these next 2 weeks, starting on Saturday, you guys want to dive into these areas. Really good for you guys to get a fresh start here, take things to the next level. You'll have a lot of momentum behind it. You might be signing your name to something there. You might be showing up personally and getting involved. Just, you know, dive in. And then the sun moving into Taurus for Leo, that is your career midheaven. So starting on the 20th and for the next 30 days, it just means you're going to be showing up more to tackle career things or personal goals. Could be career or personal goals. And also will give you a lot more energy with those authority figures. So with the parent, the boss, the judge, the mentor, whoever that higher up is. You're showing up, you're taking some kind of energy in the whole situation, making it about what you need, signing your name to it, bringing your title or name or image or brand to it, really about momentum in those areas as well. For Virgo, Pluto retrograde on Thursday the 16th tonight is a turn in the sky for you guys. Again, it's time to go back over these next 5 months and deal with anything financial, sexual, reproductive, divorce-oriented, and then deal with the goals you have there, deal with the authority types in the picture. But for Virgo, it's going to focus on four main areas that this will play out. Either it'll really play out around your lover or your desire for love and pursuit of love. So you might be going back to somebody that you had a sexual attraction with before, or you might be, you know, working out reproductive issues so that your love life goes better, or, you know, getting through the divorce so that you can be with the one you love, or whatever that is. It also focuses on your creative projects and interests. So it might be a time where there's just, you're trying to work out how you're going to deal with the financial side of that. And you do want to kind of get in there and meet with the right people and work this all out so that it's working for you. This is also about kids. So if you need to go back over the divorce, the details of the divorce, the kids are taken care of, or if there's a new sexual attraction and it's going to, you know, blossom into an actual relationship and you know, that somehow is going to affect where the kids are living and all that, you know, or if there's a big financial thing on the table that needs to be taken care of, so the kids are taken care of, the alimony or child support or any of that, then this is the time to go back over it. And also for Virgo, this is about recreation. So, you know, go back, go have a lot of sex for fun, I guess. Or go get into your financial side of life and you know, if that's fun for you. But it is a big, powerful time to go back over all these issues. And then the new moon on the 18th is in your 8th house. So sex, divorce, finances, triangles, really giving you guys a fresh start, a powerful new beginning there. So you do want to take that. You do want to look at ways to take things to the next level or start something new. You know, go after that new loan or the new way to deal with your investments or your new insurance or a new tax person to deal with your tax, you know, whatever the financial might be, or introduce something new in the sex life or whatever. Then on Monday the 20th, we have the sun move into Taurus. So for Virgo, this puts a spotlight on legal, travel, educational, media, and wedding plans for 30 days. So whichever one of those you guys really want to focus on, dive into, it's about showing up. It's about getting more involved in it, more personally involved, more physically involved. Or, you know, so you might be jumping on the plane, or you might be in the courtroom, or you might be walking down the aisle, or just, you know, filming the wedding, I don't know, or in the media, you know, or in the classroom. But it is time to get involved there, and you might sign some documents about it. You know, you might take a title in one of these areas. Anything that really puts you in the center here might find ways to make money in all of this as well. For Libra, Pluto retrograding on April 16th, tonight if you're listening live, and really going to be in this retrograde motion for about 5 months up through September 25th. This is giving Librans a chance to go back, really, you know, get everything together that is not together yet. When it comes to the finances or your sex life or your reproductive needs or divorce, and the goals you have there or the authority types you need to deal with in the picture. And for Libra, it's all focusing on what's going on in your home, what's going on with a move, with a renovation, with a real estate deal. So, you know, do you need to go back and rework the loan or what you're getting paid to manage the property, or, you know, what is the financial aspect here? Is there an inheritance? Is there a divorce that the property is being balanced out in? You know, what is it that you need to work through? Also for Libra, besides all the property stuff, this can be about somehow tied in with family or a parent or a roommate. So again, there may be, you know, financial stuff to deal with. There may be a divorce that's affecting something there, or a triangle and how things are working out. So you know what it is for you, and you're getting a chance now to go back and tackle it over these next 5 months. So you do want to try to pull that together. The new moon in Aries on the 18th for Libra, this is your relationship zone. So it definitely gives you guys a really fabulous two-week window to launch into new partnerships or take current partnerships into the next level. Can be a personal romantic partner or a business partner. Really good for fresh starts with clients. It can be about anything with agents or attorneys, with specialists and experts, with competitors and opponents. So anything that involves these key one-on-one relationships and your needs, how your name or title is involved, or your brand or image, or your body, this is the time to go for it in the 2 weeks from the 18th forward. And then on the 20th, the sun moving into Taurus is going to amp up a 30-day cycle that for Libra is either going to be very sexual, all about what you're showing up for with the divorce, or something going on with reproductive needs, or a big financial context. It's all in the 8th house. So again, we're seeing like a 30-day cycle where you're really front and center with one of these topics. So it's kind of a crossover with the Pluto retrograde theme for Libra. It seems like you guys are getting a lot of this energy this month. For Scorpio, Pluto retrograding tonight on April 16th and over these next 5-plus months, this is really communication, most specifically. There's some other fallout areas here that I'll talk about. But for Scorpio, you know, again, like with everybody, you're getting a chance now to go back and get everything together when it comes to this financial topic, your sex life, your reproductive needs, the divorce, the third-party situations, and the goals you have, the authority types you're working with to get there. But for Scorpio, it's communication. So it's really about going back and having those talks, brainstorming, having the meetings that are important to get all this together over the next 5 months, writing, rewriting, getting in there and interviewing or auditioning, fielding offers or proposals. It can be about speaking roles and revisiting any of that. It can be about short trips or local, a lot of things going on locally there for you over the next 5 months as you get this together. It can also kind of veer off, and there can be something that you want to deal with your vehicles or electronics. So there could be, you know, dealing with the getting the car loan taken care of or paid off, or it could be maybe you're going to get the car in the divorce, I don't know. Or maybe the electronic repair guy is sexy, and there's a sex life kick up there that you're revisiting over these 5 months, or there's something financially that you're getting back from the electronic thing that you're dealing with. This is also about siblings and neighbors. So there may be something here with a brother or sister or neighbor going through a divorce and you're helping them through that. Or there's some kind of financial connection here that you're dealing with. Maybe there's an inheritance that you deal with your brothers or sisters or you know, something like that. So, yeah, a lot of areas there, but it's time to kind of go back and get all those ducks in a row. Then the new moon on the 18th for Scorpio is giving you guys a big new fresh start when it comes to your job, the work you're here to do. So you might, you know, land some kind of new job, or you might really get something going in the work you're doing now. You might get a promotion or get it out there on some new level or just take it into that next level. This is about coworkers and people you hire, really fresh start stuff with that. So you might bring some new people in, or you and your coworkers really start to amp things up during this 2 weeks and take it to the next level. You might be signing paperwork during this time, definitely favored. And this is also a brand new fresh start for health interests and for pets. So if you want to start the diet, hire the nutritionist, hire the trainer, see the doctor, anything that can get you in better health, it's a great time to do it. Anything, you know, if you want to adopt an animal or get involved with animals in some way, also really wonderful time to do it. And then the sun moving into Taurus on the 20th is your relationship part of the chart. So for 30 days, starting on the 20th, you're going to start to show up and get really busy with at least one key person, probably several here. So this can be that you're going to have a much busier period with clients. You're going to get involved with a specialist or expert. There's going to be a lot of partnerships that are really taking off. It could be a lot of activity with an agent or an attorney. There could be some competition between you and another person that you get in there and dive into. Whoever this or these relationships are, Taurus focused, so there may be a potential to have a lot of pleasure there or to earn money or deal with possessions or purchases. For Sagittarius, Pluto retrograding on the 16th of April through September 25th, you know, this is giving you these 5 months ahead to really go back and get everything taken care of that's financial, sexual, reproductive, or divorce themed, and deal with what those goals are or who the authorities are in those situations. But for Sagittarius, it's going to really kind of focus on what's going on with your income. So, you know, I don't know if you need to, like, take out a loan and buy something that will help you make money. If there is a settlement you're waiting on that affects your income, maybe the divorce and what's going on with your income there, you need to get in there and take care of some of the stuff with that. If sex is part of what you do for a living, if you're a sex therapist or, you know, whatever, there could be some going back and getting the income side of that taken care of. Sag, this is also about possessions and purchases. So again, I mean, it might be about figuring out who gets what in the divorce when it comes to the possessions. It might be a time for purchases that are things you need, you know, to have a baby or to make your sex life better or any of that. Then we have the new moon on the 18th for Sagittarians. This is in your house of true love, so you get a two-week window where anything you kind of launch into could definitely lead to love if you're single and you're looking, or when you could really take things to that next level with your current lover. Really wonderful time to plan things and dive into things in the name of love. Also about your creativity, so if you want to start a creative project, launch a creative project, take a new creative class, anything that will get the juices flowing in those areas, really good time to dive in. It's also about children. You might decide to have a child, find out you have a child on the way, start a new project with your kids, get involved as teaching kids or volunteering for kids, anything that would put you in the path of kids it's good for that too. Recreationally, it's also a fresh start for you guys in that area. So if you want to start some new, you know, fun thing, whatever that is for you, then I would say definitely now is the time that you deserve a break and should go and have some fun. The sun going into Taurus on the 20th for Sagittarius is work-related, health-related. So for 30 days, the spotlight's on you. So it can really make you stand out on the job or in the search for a job. You might be head above the other people out there interviewing at the time. So it is a good time to look for work or take your work further. Anything with your health, you definitely, again, can really focus on your body and getting your health together during that 30 days. Just show up, you know, get on the exercise bike, hike the mountain, whatever it is you want to do for your health. Also, if you want to go see a doctor, you know, or any kind of specialist that can help you with your health, good time for that. Also in this area, Sag, you might be showing up and signing some paperwork that's important or doing something with coworkers or people you hire to help you or the animals as well. And same thing, show up, get involved. You have 30 strong days with that. For Capricorn, Pluto's retrograding in your sign tonight on the 16th of April. You're going to get a break from the Pluto themes up through September 25th. So over these last months, you've probably been moving, you know, consciously towards that next level of transformation, empowerment, the next level you've been trying to personally or physically reach. And now with Pluto retrograding, it's going to kind of give you a break and give you some time over the next 5 months to catch up to whatever is going on physically with you or whatever is going on personally for you with those goals, with the career and the authorities, with your finances or your divorce or your reproductive needs or sex life, and letting you now go back over all those topics and kind of get things together so that you feel good about what's developing within you or for you. So anything that you can give some time to in those topics, this is the time. The new moon on the 18th is going to give you a two-week window that's very, you know, positive behind you to really push you out there to the next level or help you get into something new when it comes to your home, when it comes to real estate, when it comes, you know, real estate deals, I guess I should say, when it comes to a move or a renovation, when it comes to your family, a parent or a roommate, all of these areas, you can really get the momentum going. So what is it that you want? Just, you know, work with the energy and go for it. Get in there physically, be passionate about it. You should be able to move those things along. The sun moving into Taurus on the 20th for Capricorn, you know, this puts a spotlight for 30 whole days in the creative field for you guys. So showing up and getting involved creatively, you might make money with that. You might end up with a lot of objects that you create that you really love. You might purchase some things for your creativity. All of this is favored. This area is also about true love. So Capricorn, set some time aside to pursue your love life or to spend more time with your lover during these 30 days. Definitely a very physical and enjoyable time for you, a very pleasurable time to slow down and enjoy some of that. This is also about kids. You might find that you're spending some more time focusing your energy on the kids, showing up for them in some way. It may be that you have a child that is earning money in connection with you in some way, or there's some purchases that you're making, or possessions you're sharing with the child. All of this is very favored during this momentum of this 30-day cycle. And then also recreation, just, you know, getting out and having fun. And again, you know, your sign is saying that you guys need this 30-day period where you can escape some of the time and just enjoy yourself. For Aquarius, Pluto retrograding on April 16th through September 25th, this next approximately 5 months ahead, is, you know, again, giving you a chance to go back now and get anything together that you still need to when it comes to the finances, the sex life, reproductive needs, divorce, and what your goals are or any of the authority figures involved in that. But for Aquarius, it's really focusing in on several of the 12th house matters. So you might be kind of looking at how that relates to romantic getaways or romantic trysts. You might be focusing on that with how it relates to your spiritual practices, you know, how is meditation or yoga affecting your sex life or reproductive needs, or is there a financial aspect to getting in there and having your spiritual practices? Anything creative, you know, artistic, your art, your painting, your film, your music, your dance, your poetry. And so going back, is there a financial side to that? Is there something, you know, sexy about it, you know? Anything in the healing or hospital arena, so, and rest and recuperation as well. So over these 5 months, maybe you've been just having a lot of momentum out there in life, and now it's time to pull back and just give yourself a break and enjoy some of these things and let it catch up and then start again with new crazy stuff in September. And then also research or and investigations, if there's any digging you need to do to go back and figure out what's going on financially or with the divorce or any of this stuff, then this is the time to do it. The new moon on the 18th for Aquarius, this is, you know, fresh communications. So you might hear some news that you've been waiting to hear, get that offer coming through in the 2 weeks after, you know, starting on the 18th. There might be some new meetings and talks that really get the ball rolling in some areas of life that are exciting. There could be short trips or local community activities you get involved in that are, you know, opening new doors for you. It could really focus in on agreements that are about to be signed or being signed. It could be about sales that you're, you know, really going to amp up on. Also, this can be about your brothers, sisters, neighbors, vehicles, or electronics. So if you need anything new to happen in those areas, good timing starting on the 18th moving forward to gear that up. And then the sun moving into Taurus on the 20th opens up a 30-day cycle. So you're going to be showing up in this Taurus part of the chart, really going to be more involved here personally or physically. So for Aquarius, that means in the home. So maybe you're doing, you know, maybe you get a break from work and you get to stay home more. You're renovating or you're remodeling or you're redecorating the house. It could be about real estate. You're buying or selling real estate during this time frame. It could be about spending more time with your family or a parent or a roommate, or focusing on, you know, what you need to show up and do for or about them. So, you know, it's kind of all in that core root of the chart. There could be a money-making side to this, or dealing with possessions. Maybe you just moved and you're putting all your stuff away, or about purchases you're doing here. All of this is favored. For Pisces, Pluto retrograding on the 16th of April tonight, late tonight, and being in retrograde motion until September 25th is giving you guys 5 months ahead that are all about, again, going back, anything you still need to take care of that's financial, sexual, reproductive, or divorce themed, the goals you have there, the authority types that you might deal with that can help you get what you want out of all that. For Pisces, part of this focuses on your aspirations. What do you really want to have happen in your life? You need to look at those themes and work out over the next 5 months how that really, you know, what is really at the root of your aspirations in these areas, and fine-tune that. But overall, this is a very social part of the chart. So Pisces may be going back and getting something together with a friend, and, you know, something financial that they're getting involved with a friend. Or maybe there's a friendship that has a crossover into a sexual attraction and there's something there. It could be something with a group dynamic. So, you know, maybe you get involved in a financial group that can help you get your ducks in a row over this. Or maybe there's a group that's helping you figure out your reproductive needs or the divorce. It can be about what goes on online, you know, the socializing and social networking and web page, internet stuff that you get involved in. So again, there may be a sexual connotation, you know, attraction developing there, financial side to it, something you're figuring out with your divorce or reproductive needs over that. It could be about astrology or charities, so maybe there's some kind of financial interest in those areas. It could be about your freedom or your original projects in some way. So you get time now to go back and work through these themes. The new moon on the 18th is giving you a two-week window that opens up. Pisces, this is really fantastic for you guys to go out there and make money. So if you want to land some new money-making proposition, or if you are making money and you want to make more money, you know, add something new to the mix, get out there, take the next step. starting on the 18th, you have 2 weeks, really, really great momentum behind this. Also, if there's something new you want to buy, make sure it's within your means, but this energy will definitely help you go out and get it. So it might be a big purchasing period for you guys. Also, it might be a big time with your valuables, possessions, objects, gifts, you know. So again, maybe you're just going to get a two-week momentum here where, you know, something about your stuff is going to really move forward. And then the sun moving into Taurus on the 20th for Pisces, you know, this lights up your communication zone for 30 days. So really, it's going to call you guys to show up, to get more personally involved, more physically involved in talks, in meetings. So you might be in there about making money. You might be in there about being valued. You might be in there over your possessions or your purchases. You know, it's in Taurus. So you want to get in there. You want to talk. You want to meet. You want to look at agreements, negotiate terms. You want to get in there and make sales and push sales forward. It's a really powerful time, those 30 days for you guys with sales. There might be some offers or proposals coming through during this 30-day cycle. It's a good time for short trips or local activities that promote any of this. It's a really good time to address anything with brothers, sisters, neighbors, vehicles, or electronics. And just to make some big decisions, again, think about Taurus themes, pleasure, being valued, making money, your purchases, your possessions in the mix. And you've got 30 days to shine. So that's it, guys. It's Zoe Moon. I hope it's a fantastic week. I know it's a big week for everybody. I will be back next week on the 23rd at the same time, and I will chat with you then.